Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called
The Midnight Library.
The Midnight Library? I wonder what kind of libraries open at midnight, shall we find out?
Yeah.
So this story was written by Kazuno Kohara, and it is read today by Mommy and... What are you going to call yourself today?
Shadar.
Is that what you're going to go with? All right. Mommy and Shadar. I like it. You ready? Okay. Once there was a library that opened only at night. A little librarian worked there with her three assistant owls. Every night, animals came to the library from all over the town, and the little librarian and her three assistant owls helped each and every one find the perfect book. The library was always busy, but it was also a peaceful and quiet place, which is usually how libraries are, right? You're not supposed to talk and be real loud in libraries. You're supposed to use a quiet voice. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay. Until one night when... Dum-da-da-dum! Bang! Crash! Toot! A band of squirrels began to play music. Shh! Said the little librarian. Please be quiet in the reading room. But I don't know. Look at them. They've got somebody over here is playing the drums. Then there's somebody playing the trumpet. They have an accordion playing squirrel. And what's the last squirrel doing?
Violin.
Playing the violin. So we've got a trumpeting squirrel, a drumming squirrel. Yeah, there's a ton going on here.
We're sorry, said the squirrels, but we're trying to find a good song for our next concert.
Then follow me, said the little librarian, and she showed the squirrels to the activity room.
Since, look at that. This is a huge library. They have an upstairs that is just for people to make noise in. Did you know that sometimes libraries will have a space that's just good to make noise in?
Yeah.
You knew that? Okay. Silence settled upon the library once more while the band played their instruments as loud as they liked. And nobody was bothered. Later that night, the little librarian was busy putting books away when suddenly it started to rain.
Oh dear, said the little librarian. There must be a hole in the roof.
But sitting on top of a bookshelf, she found
a wolf.
And she was crying so much that her tears fell like rain.
What's the matter, Miss Wolf?
Asked the little librarian. But that is a lot of tears. That there, if you are crying so hard that somebody thinks it's raining, that's a lot of tears, isn't it?
Something very sad happened in my story, and I can't read it anymore, replied the wolf.
Please don't cry, said the little librarian,
and she took Miss Wolf to the storytelling corner. They read the book together until gradually the wolf began to smile. The librarian and her assistants knew the story had a very happy ending. Sometimes, you know what I think? Sometimes when we are reading a book and things suddenly get very sad, sometimes if we just persevere, which is a very big word, it means that you just keep going and you work through the hard thing. Even though it's hard, you keep going. Usually it turns out all right in the end. But let's see.
Ding, ding. The bell rang out as the sun came up. It was time for everyone to go home. One by one, the animals left the midnight library, all except one new visitor. A tortoise, reading slowly in the corner, and he would not move. What do you know about tortoises? What are they? First of all, it's a type of turtle, right? A tortoise is a very big kind of type of turtle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I must stay until I finish reading this book, said the tortoise. I only have 500 pages left. 500 pages? What is he reading, Tolstoy?
Let us make you a library card, said the little librarian. And then you can borrow this book and take it home with you.
How wonderful, said the tortoise. And how lucky I am.
Goodbye, Mr. Tortoise. Have a good day,
she says as she waves, and away he goes into the last bit of the night. The three owls and the little librarian gave the empty library a good dust and a sweep. And then finally it was time to find one last book. A very special book. What could it be? Can you think of what book they might be looking for? A book of bedtime stories for three sleepy owls.
Sleep tight,
she says to them, because they happen to live above the library. What a convenient place for the librarian and her three owl assistants. If you had an owl,
do you think...
would you make it an assistant?
Do you think... those owls are nocturnal and she's nocturnal? Yeah, acts like nocturnal?
It certainly feels that way. Do you want to know something interesting? Mm-hmm. Humans are not meant to be nocturnal, but there are many who are. Not because they necessarily want to be, I don't think, but perhaps it is. Nevertheless, they work what we call the night shift. And there are some places that require constantly having somebody there, like at a hospital, right? At night, there are nurses and doctors who work through the night tirelessly to help take care of people. And when they do, they get into work as soon as the sun goes down, and they work all night long. And when the sun comes up in the morning, they go home and go to bed and sleep during the day. And so we are very grateful that they are, in fact, nocturnal people. And they may say, oh, this is awful. I miss all the fun stuff during the day. But they are doing something wonderful and something helpful. And that is a very cool thing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It is also...
like the little librarian.
Yep, just like the little librarian. And it is also...
the end.
The end.